Hi, all. It's me, Tawana's Treasures. I started off my podcast as a podcast that was strictly for reselling. Just talking about the different things that I encountered on Poshmark, Mercari, eBay, different platforms. Now it's turned into something else. Just kind of my thoughts. I guess it's still my treasures because I'm just telling you how I feel about certain subjects. Just talking to you, hopefully trying to bring you a little peace, a little joy, a little self-care, even a little positivity to know that no matter what's going on, you're gonna be okay. This too shall pass. Join me while I explore this topic. They say you always hurt the ones you love. This is something that I've heard since I can remember. I'm gonna try to add a little ASMR in this too, and hopefully you can listen to this while you drift off to sleep, while you just come home from a long day, close your eyes, listen to the sound of my voice, and relax. I don't remember when the first time I heard this saying. I just know that I've known about it for as long as I can remember, even as a little kid. Even as a teenager or a preteen, hearing someone joke about it or say something funny about it. But as you get older, you hear it and you feel it more and more. What is this? Why does it seem like when somebody loves you, they're the ones that hurt you the most? Why is it that it seems like sometimes your family, your friends, even any loved one that you can think of can hurt you more than a stranger? You can be more concerned, more worried about someone who loves you supposedly to do something to hurt you more than you would a stranger that didn't even know your name. Sometimes in heated arguments, things come up. Sometimes some people say things that they don't mean. That's also another saying that we won't go into. Why, when people get so upset, they say things that they don't mean? Do they mean these things? Are they things that have been festering within their spirit and their soul since they can remember? And they're finally getting the chance to get it out, to say how they really feel. And they can blame it on, hey, I was just upset. I didn't mean that. Why do we put up with that? Have you ever been in an argument with your mother, your dad, your siblings, your husband or your wife, and it was the heated argument? And you didn't picture it going this far, but you started saying things. He or she started saying things, and it snowballed. It snowballed into tears. It snowballed into anger. Things that were said that you were shocked because you never did imagine that someone would ever say the things that they said to you. Some go as far as saying things that you never told anyone else, things that you held dear to your heart, but you trusted that person enough to open up. It could be a childhood memory, a trauma that you went through, something that you prayed about, but you decided to tell a loved one that is supposed to love you all about it. Never thinking that one day, that very thing, they would use it against you. And as you can see, I'm tearing up. You know this has happened to me. I don't know how many times it's happened to you. Of course, our experiences in life, we're supposed to use them to help others. We're supposed to use them to give guidance, to let somebody know. You're not the only one going through this. I've been through this before. If I made it out, you can make it out too. but it's still a question that goes over in my mind. I'm guilty of it myself. In my younger years, I have said things to loved ones. When I felt hurt, when I felt threatened, I thought of the very thing that I could say that I knew would push a button, would hurt the person just as bad as they hurt me. And I'm not saying that I'm perfect, because I'm far from it. As I got older, because I wanted to change, I wanted to be better, I asked God and I asked myself, what is it that I can do to stop doing the things that I've done all my life? To stop repeating the same mistakes over and over? After all, when you're in an argument with someone and you're heatedly discussing and it gets down to hitting below the belt, saying those very things that you know will hurt that person to their core, what does it accomplish? What does it do outside of rip apart or tear apart a person's heart or the relationship or the foundation of trust? If they use this very thing against me that I told them in secret, that I told them with tears in my eyes, how could I possibly trust them ever again? If we made up, if we say our sorries, if we each look at each other and say, I didn't mean it, somewhere in the back of your mind, are you going to be thinking, you put a lot of thought into that. You thought that through. And it came out with ease. You had no troubles hurting my feelings. You had no problems repeating the very thing that I told you that caused me trauma or that broke my heart, and just throwing it back up in my proverbial face. Can this be healed? Can it be rectified? Will you not, on some beautiful day, sitting and watching your favorite movie, look over at that person and remember the hurt that they caused you? We are supposed to forgive. Forgiveness isn't just for the person, it's for us. Forgiving is healing so that we can move on, so that we don't harbor and hold on to the things in our life that can possibly bring us sadness, sickness, and even more trauma. I'm going around and round in circles, I know, but this is something that'll probably never be solved. Can you think of a time when you said something to someone and you knew what you were getting ready to say before you said it? You knew that the purpose of saying it was to specifically tear that person down, was to specifically put any doubt that they had in their mind of you loving them, of it being true love, to destroy the one thing within that person to make them think, you can't tell everybody everything. But is it everybody? Aren't you supposed to be able to confide in your sister, your brother, your husband or your wife, for God's sakes, without worrying about the person using the very thing that you told them as ammunition against you? I guess that this is just something that is just human nature. Is it just human nature for us to hurt one another? Like I said, me being perfect is like saying that the sky is orange. I've done this before, but in my young age, I've done it. I've grown. I can turn around and anything could come up tomorrow and I could do it, because you never know what you're gonna do. I remember I was placed in a situation where a person that I cared about very much, we weren't seeing eye to eye. We were having a discussion, and it turned into an argument. And the very second before I could turn my head, immediately, things started coming out of his mouth. Things that I didn't even know would be possible. You were repeating the very traumas that I gave you, that I held so secretly and dear to my heart, but I shared them with you. In times of stress, in times of sadness, we all have our moments where the day just isn't that great. We're remembering things that happened to us in our childhood. We're remembering mistakes that we made. And the very person that you decided to talk to this about, which you felt was your soulmate, took those very precious things and threw them back up in your face out of nowhere. That's why you so-and-so. That's the reason why blah, blah, blah happened. You're always gonna be a... They were right when they told you that. It hurts. It's like a scar on your heart. And you come back later, after the argument is over with, after the heat is settled down and everything's calm, and he says, "I'm sorry." Or better yet, there never is a sorry. There never is acknowledgement of what that person said to you. You're thinking to yourself, "Did you mean it?" Oh man, that came from deep down, a dark place. You remembered things. I told you years ago, decades ago, you were able to remember and bring them up in an argument and use them on me. You use my own insecurity, my own weapons that I used on myself. You turned and used them on me and reminded me and even affirmed that maybe that person was right about you. You always hurt the ones you love. I don't know. Tell me what you guys think. What do you think about this subject? Have you ever had one of these situations before? Were you able to forgive them? Or somewhere in the back of your mind, the things that they said, did it hurt so bad that it left a mark on you that has not been erased? Sometimes at the dinner table, when you're out walking, holding hands, taking a long walk, and you look over at that person, do you have flashbacks? Do you remember the things that they said? And do you often ponder and wonder, did they really mean what they said? Oh my goodness, what if they get upset with me again and they say those things again? Has it happened again? Is this something that is a repeat offender? Does it keep happening over and over again? Every time you're angry, this particular person thinks of everything they can think of to hurt my feelings, using my precious traumas that I've been through. They say sticks and stones may break my bones, but words may never hurt me. I think that statement is false. Words truly can hurt. You can break a person down with your words. You can crush someone with your words. Suicide, bullying, all of those things are at an all-time high. Can we just figure out how to agree to disagree? Can we figure out how to argue healthy? Can we figure out how to have those uncomfortable conversations between a mother and a daughter, a father and a son, a sister and a brother, a husband and a wife, a lifelong partner and a lifelong partner, whatever the situation may be? Can we figure out how to talk to where it's not scarring, to where even the most uncomfortable conversations and situations, we can still come back from it not having to figure out how we're going to mend the broken heart that we just tore down from the words that we said, the not so nice words, the bringing up of old incidents, the bringing up of past traumas that you know that you're still praying and looking for God and in therapy for, because you know that they still eat away at your heart sometimes and you're trying to let them go. Is there any way that we can have discussions and confrontation and disputes without hurling out the very words that you know will send a dagger through someone's heart? Sometimes those things are hard to heal. You can't just say, "I'm sorry," for everything and expect it to just melt away. So this is what I've got, you guys. We're stuck right in the middle. I don't know the answer to my own question. If you can, send me a message and let me know, has there been some conversations or arguments or discussions of some things loved ones have said to you in the heat of an argument that you just can't get over? Years have passed, months have passed, and sometimes you still remember the hurt and the pain that they said. You often think to yourself, how could they have said that to me? It seemed almost like it was premeditated, thought out, like you were waiting for your perfect moment to say it. Well, thanks for listening, you guys. I hope that this was something that you can ponder, something to think about. How much is too much? There is such a thing as verbal abuse. There is such a thing as tearing down someone. It's not a very healthy thing. We are human beings and we make mistakes. But how much is too much? How much is too much to take? Well, guys, I hope that you have a great rest of the week. I hope that you sleep peacefully, or whatever time you're listening to this. I hope that you still remember that every day is a new day to start over. Brand new mercies, brand new grace, and that this too shall pass, whatever it is. Every storm that comes doesn't last forever. The rain has to stop. I love you guys, and I appreciate you listening to the sound of my voice. Bye.